"Hello there. Shouldn't you have got on the bus back at the spaceport?" he asked. Her face screwed up in indignation. "I'm not a baby." "I never said you were. But you could have fooled the development company officer into giving you that lift. I would have done it if I had the chance." Her eyes darted to the white crucifix on his T-shirt sleeve.
"But you're a priest."
"Father Horst Elwes, you're a priest, if you're in Group 7."
"Yes, I am.
But claiming a lift would have been dishonest," she persisted. "It would have been sensible, and I'm sure Jesus would understand." She grinned at that, which made the day seem even brighter to Horst. "You're nothing like Father Varhus back home." "Is that good?"
"Oh, yes," she nodded vigorously.
"Where's your family?"
"There's only me and mother."
The girl pointed to a woman who was walking towards them. She was in her mid-30s, a strong face with the same fair hair as her daughter. Her robust figure made Horst sigh for what could never be. Not that the Unified Christian Church forbade its priests from marrying, far from it, but even in his prime 20 years ago he had been curved in most directions. Now he was what his kinder colleagues described as cuddly, and that was after treating every calorie like an invading virus. Her name was Ruth Hilton, she told him briskly, and her daughter was Jay. There was no mention of a husband or boyfriend. The three of them started walking down the road together. "It's nice to see someone thinking along practical lines," Horst said. "A fine band of pioneers we turned out to be." Ruth was also dressed for the heat, with shorts, cloth hat, and a sleeveless vest. Her boots were larger versions of Jay's. She was carrying a well-loaded rucksack, and her broad leather belt had several devices clipped onto it. Horst didn't recognize any of them.
"This is a tropical planet, Father. Didn't the church give you a generalist didactic memory of Lalonde before you left?" Ruth asked.
"Yes, but I hardly expected to be undertaking a route march the minute we arrived. By my personal timetable, it's only been 15 hours since I left the Arcology Abbey." "This is a Stage 1 colony," Ruth said, without any sympathy. "You think they're going to have the time or the inclination to wet-nurse 5,000 Arcology dwellers who have never seen the open sky before? Do me a favor." "I still think we might have been given some warning, perhaps a chance to change into more appropriate clothing."
"You should have carried it with you in the Zero Tau pod. That's what I did. There's an allowance for up to 20 kilos of personal luggage in the passage contract."
"The church paid for my passage," Horst answered carefully. He could see Ruth had what it took to survive in this new demanding world, but she would have to learn to soften her somewhat mercenary attitude, or he could imagine himself trying to calm a lynch mob. He forbade a grin. "Now that would be a true test of my ability."
"Know what your problem is, Father?" Ruth asked. "Too much faith."
"Quite the contrary," Horst thought. "I have nowhere near enough, which is why I am here in the remotest part of the human dominion where I can do little or no harm, though the bishop was far too kind to put it like that."
"What do you intend doing when we reach our destination?" he asked.
"Farming? Fishing in the Julif, perhaps?"
"Not likely. We'll be self-sufficient, of course. I brought enough seeds for that, but I'm a qualified didactic assessor." She grinned roguishly.
"I'm going to be the village schoolmarm, probably the county schoolmarm, seeing the scrap-loose way this place is put together. I've got a laser imprinter and every educational course you can think of stored in here." She patted the rucksack. "Jay and I are going to be able to write our own ticket with that. You wouldn't believe the things you're going to need to know once we're dumped in the middle of nowhere."
"I expect you're right," he said without much enthusiasm. Were all the other colonists experiencing the subtle feeling of doubt now they were facing the daunting physical reality of Lalonde? He looked round at the people nearest to him. They were all plodding along lethargically. A gorgeous teenage girl trudged past, face down, lips set in grim misery. Her jumpsuit top was tied round her waist. She was wearing a tangerine scoop-neck T-shirt underneath, revealing plenty of smooth skin that was coated in sweat and dust. A silent martyr, Horst decided. He had seen the type often enough when he put in a stint at his Arcology's refuge,
None of the males nearby paid her the slightest attention.